Support for the newscast comes from the Homer Foundation. For 33 years, the Homer Foundation has partnered with friends and neighbors across the Southern Kenai Peninsula to meet the big challenges of today and grow exciting ideas for the future. With your support, the Homer Foundation has awarded over $5 million in grants and scholarships. To find out more, visit the Homer Foundation on social media and on the web at homerfoundation.org or by calling 907-235-0541.
It's Monday, May 19th, 2025, and it's time for KBBI's Morning News. I'm Josh Krohn. The National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary findings on Wednesday last week on the fatal plane crash in Nanwalek, which killed two people and seriously injured a third late last month. KBBI's Simon Lopez reports.
The NTSB preliminary report says the Cessna T207 was lining up to land when it veered right of the runway, then turned sharply left before crashing on the beach. Investigators say the surviving passenger told them the plane banked left about 100 feet above the ground before it went down. Witnesses on the ground and another pilot nearby gave similar accounts. Witnesses also reported seeing a dog on the runway just before the crash. Clint Johnson is Alaska's NTSB chief.
That was a reason that the pilot elected to go around. He made that statement to a company airplane that was in trail a couple of miles behind him, and that's what we know at this point right now.
The plane was operating as an air taxi for Smoky Bay Air, which is based out of Homer and flies in and out of the area regularly. Nanwalek is roughly 25 miles southwest of Homer and only reachable by boat or plane. Johnson confirmed that the wreckage has been moved to a secure facility near Wasilla, where investigators will examine the plane for any mechanical problems in the coming weeks.
But there was also some electronic data that was harvested from the airplane, again, to kind of give us a little bit better of an idea of the final moments leading up to this tragic accident.
The investigation will also look at how the airline operates, which Johnson says is standard practice. Two people were killed in the crash, including the pilot, 48-year-old Daniel Bunker, and a passenger, 38-year-old Jenny Irene Miller. Miller was a well-known Inupiaq artist and photographer, originally from Nome. Johnson says it's too early to determine the cause and that the investigation is still in its early stages. He says investigators are aiming to release the final report within a year's time. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez.
The Trump administration's 2026 budget proposal calls for the elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts, which provides funding to art institutions nationwide. Some organizations, including one on the Kenai Peninsula, were notified earlier this month that their endowment grants have been terminated. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, the loss of funding could have ripple effects on the arts community beyond the Kenai Peninsula.
The Bunnell Street Arts Center in Homer was notified earlier this month that its already approved $25,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts was canceled. The center hosts a number of programs and art exhibits, including those featuring Indigenous and international artists. The Arts Center was one of many around the country to receive a funding termination email after President Trump proposed eliminating the endowment. The notice laid out the new administration's endowment priorities, which include supporting tribal communities and making America healthy again, among other initiatives.
What we do with these funds actually meets those priorities in a very deep way.
That's Asia Freeman, the Bunnell Street Arts Center artistic director. She says the grant was going to be used for the center's 2026 Artist in Residency program.
Not only are we focused on reflecting the nation's rich artistic heritage through our residency programs and showing what a rich diversity of heritages that is through a wide variety of media. We also do this in partnership with tribal organizations. And in so doing, we are working hard to make America healthy again.
While federal dollars make up only about 5% of the Art Center's overall funding, Freeman says the cut is still a hit to the Artist in Residency program, which hosts artists from around the world. She says the money not only provides visiting artists a stipend, it helps leverage additional Art Center funding from private foundations and individuals. Now that the grant has been canceled, Freeman says the time she put into planning and grant writing feels like a wasted effort.
So it's a lot of labor down the drain, you know? And I don't want to say it's lost, but it feels a little bit like a house fire where what you have is the foundation, right? It's how you do things. It's the values that you bring to it.
And this isn't the only National Endowment for the Arts funding cut the center's had to deal with. It recently received an early termination notice for another $25,000 grant used to fund this year's Artist-in-Residency program. They now have less time than planned to use that money. Other Alaska institutions, like the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, have also been hit by the endowment's funding cuts. But despite cuts, Freeman says the Bunnell Street Arts Center plans to continue its Artist-in-Residency program. She says they'll now rely more on their network of donors and fundraising.
We're just going to be putting our heads down and continuing to do the work that we do. But it's exhausting. It's demoralizing. It's just a waste of resources, in my view.
Freeman says the Bunnell Street Arts Center works to build community by giving people a safe space to create and engage with others. She says that'll continue despite funding cuts. In Kenai, I'm Hunter Morrison.
KBBI's Concert on the Lawn will be held on July 12th. We are currently seeking sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. For more information, call during business hours, 907-235-7721. And we have a listener survey posted on our website, kbbi.org. Please take a few minutes to fill it out and help us identify programming and schedule preferences. Join KBBI for a special fundraiser at the Porcupine Theater this Wednesday, May 21st, for Johnny B. accompanying Charlie Chaplin's Gold Rush. Doors are at 6:30, movie begins at 7. Beer and wine sales for the evening event go directly to KBBI. Those under 21 may attend if accompanied by a parent or guardian, and a link to purchase tickets can be found at kbbi.org. And don't miss volunteer programming on the station today. Coming up at 7 p.m., it's Rhythm World with Ginger. That's it for this morning's news. Thanks to KBBI's Simon Lopez and KDLL's Hunter Morrison for their contributions. If you have a story idea or a news tip, email news@kbbi.org. You're tuned in to member-supported KBBI AM 890 Homer and on translator K201AO 88.1 FM Seward and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.